This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we are at 7 after the hour, and a review of the hot hits in talk radio is the business at hand. Another weekend, another overview of the top 10 stories, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher there. So we're going to have him go through the stories. This is the week of July 11th to the 15th. The people who are in the news as well that have been the subject of lots of conversation. From there, who knows where we go with our ancillary conversations. This is another one. A couple of weeks ago, on the 4th of July, we had fun. Last week, we were very serious, and this week looks like we don't have a choice except to be just as serious all over again, Michael.
Well, there's a lot of serious stuff going on, and we are talking about news talk radio, so if we steer too far from the mood of the times, then we're not fulfilling our purpose here with this program. I still like to escape it all in my personal life and deal
Me
with
too.
Things. I mean, I don't think everybody walks around frowning, even though there are sad things in the world. Mm-hmm. It's what we focus on. And, you know, the big question that I'm asked all the time is, are these the worst of times? Has it ever been worse than this? And I always answer, historically, sure it has. We're in the now, and this has not been a great week. You want the 10 top stories?
I think that'd be a good place for us to start, yes.
Okay, at number 10, we have Major League Baseball All-Star action, and a lot of talk about the Rio Olympics. The Pokemon Go craze is at number 9. The Hague rules against China is 8. At number 7, we have the broad topic of U.S. immigration policy. At number 6, there's a new British prime minister. At number 5, and this one broke very, very late in the week, so it's only relative to this week's conversation. It probably will be much higher next week and is probably higher right now at this moment, but the deadly Nice terror attack. At number 4, Hillary Clinton's email investigation. Number 3, a big broad topic, the presidential race. Number 2, the Dallas cop slayings. And number 1, police violence against blacks in America. Those are the top 10 topics of this past week. Our 10 most talked about people, Theresa May in Britain, number 10. Alton Sterling and Philando Castile at number 9. Mike Pence at number 8. Number 7, Micah Johnson. At number 6, Bill Clinton. At number 5, Loretta Lynch. Number 4, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Number 3, Donald Trump. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. Number 1, Barack Obama. There's a snapshot of the topics and people being talked about in abundance this week on news talk stations just like the affiliate that's carrying our conversation right now.
All right, so let's go to the people list. And number 8 on the list is Mike Pence, congressman. Wanted to run for the Senate against Mr. Bibe, but didn't. Ran for governor instead, became the governor. Apparently he's the selected choice from the Trump camp to be the vice presidential nominee. He was a talk radio person, had run for Congress a couple of times and was not well known, so he didn't get anywhere. Decided to do a talk radio program, started on a smaller station in rural Indiana. And before he was done, he had 20-some-odd affiliates. And after his prominence, he did a mid-morning talk program, Michael. That was what catapulted him into recognition and being able to be elected to Congress a couple of times, got up high in the hierarchy of Republican leadership in the House, then ran for governor, and now he's on his way to becoming vice president. Well, what do we know beside that? Have you ever met Michael Pence?
No, I don't know him personally. I've never spoken to him, so I don't know him. I only know about him. Been asked by a lot of press reporters, mm-hmm. What does this mean to talk radio? If, in fact, he is the designee, it seems he is, but Trump seems to have put it off in the wake.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah, but it looks like it. And And my answer is, for talk radio, one, it means that if he were to become vice president, remember, he's not vice president, he's just going to be the nominee, as it appears at this moment. What it would mean for talk radio would be, one, more access to the administration, because he understands what talk radio is about.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he is pretty much in sync with the standard conservative point of view that's very popular in news talk radio. Mm-hmm. So I think he would be on the air a lot,
mm-hmm.
and which is good for talk radio if he's vice president. And three, it's kind of a prestigious thing that a person became a vice presidential nominee or vice president coming up through talk radio as a medium. The biggest talk radio star to have a big national elective office at this moment is one that most people don't think about, but it's true. It's Al Franken.
Mm-hmm.
If Al Franken had not been on Air America, I seriously doubt he'd be in the U.S. Senate today.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about the people. There are two ways of becoming well-known on the radio using political bona fides. In this case, Pence worked his way up to politics by doing a talk radio program. But we know, and I wonder if there are others that you can think of off the top of your head, Michael, who have done this. And then we all know of those who were in Congress or in politics that then went into Mike Huckabee comes to mind, Joe Walsh comes to mind, people who have been in political circles, mayor, Buddy Cianci of Providence, Rhode Island.
You're talking about going from politics to talk radio.
Or vice versa.
Well, yeah. Vice versa is a big different thing. Far more have gone from politics to talk radio than have gone from talk radio to successfully being elected to politics.
Right. Are there others beside Pence, though?
Yeah, there are, but this would be the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody named Ronald Reagan who, for a long time, between being an actor and running for local political office, did a commentary that was syndicated on talk radio back before the modern era, back in the early 80s. Ronald Reagan was on radio. And that actually
Jimmy
played
Carter
a role.
He was the nemesis of Jimmy Carter. He's always talking about what Carter
did
wrong.
And it played a role. It played a role for him in helping him out in that regard. I mean, you know, we have local, you know, people have been elected to local positions in their communities, city councils, things of that nature that we did radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to have any come to mind at the moment. There have not been a lot of people who've gone on to major political office using talk radio as a springboard. Hasn't happened that much. It's usually the other way around.
Yeah, why do you think that is? Why is it the other? Why have some who've been in politics chosen to go down the road of being either commentators or people who host talk radio programs? Why would that be a good
Because
job?
It's easier to get a job on talk radio having political credentials than it is getting elected having talk radio credentials.
Yeah.
The talk radio audience is not as big as the audience in any general election. We tend to overestimate the reach and influence of talk radio when we're talking about the population at large, mm-hmm. or the general public. And this is something that's always been going on. I know about it because I understand how this business works. No matter how well-known a radio personality might be, most people do not listen to them. And you have to have a far larger base of support to get elected because you're dealing in an election that is not just talk radio listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not putting down talk radio. I'm simply saying is that that's the way the cookie crumbles. It's the way the pie is sliced.
The presidential race, police violence against blacks, Dallas slayings, the aftermath of the email investigation, Pokemon. I'm going to find out from Michael if he's playing Pokemon in a moment. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Michael Harrison is here at 18 minutes after the hour. This week's countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio and the phenomenon of Pokemon. How many people are talking about Pokemon? Who's playing Pokemon? All right, so fess up. Are you playing Pokemon or not?
No.
No.
Not even close.
Mm-hmm. You play any games on your device?
I play old games. I play a little bit of pinball. I use it as like mental chewing gum.
Really?
I try to avoid getting too caught up in video games or in digital games because I'm a busy person. But Pokemon Go is not my cup of tea. Certainly interesting from a subject. I'm astute in what's going on with it and its implications and all of that. But it's not the kind of thing that I have the time nor the interest. And frankly, I don't even know if I want to put that into my computer because there's questions about security
right.
issues.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
I'm real hesitant about that. I am probably one of the most knowledgeable people about digital age communications and one of the slowest to actually do it in my own life. Just because I know all about it doesn't mean I am a fan or a personal practitioner of a lot of these things. I'm very, very low profile on social media. I understand it, obviously, but that doesn't mean I do it. And because I see the downside of it on a personal level as well as the upside, and I'd rather avoid the downside. Plus, I'm busy. And when you're busy, sometimes a lot of these modern things actually are over the top in terms of how much time they take and how much concentration they take. I've never been a big bells and whistles guy. Even at the peak of my radio career when I was coming up through the ranks and producing some really successful major programs, I always used the simplest equipment. I always used the simplest. I was always 5 years behind in the equipment because it worked. You know, it worked.
Now I don't feel badly at all because I don't play any of these games. I don't even have a smartphone. I have no interest in playing these games.
I don't know how a guy like you
get so lost in all this stuff.
I don't know how a guy like you can survive without a smartphone. But
I have a smartphone. I just don't use it. Yesterday, I was on the road.
I'm on a diet. I just don't follow it.
No, I was on the road. I used a laptop. I used a PC. I used an iPad. I know how to use them. I just don't like to. 21 after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it, other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio, and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, reviewing the hot hits this past week in talk radio. Are we done with your taking shots at me because I don't use the new form of communication as much as others may?
I don't believe I was taking a shot at you.
Oh, yeah.
I was telling you I'm the same way. I just don't understand how somebody could get along today without an iPhone. Without an iPhone. I certainly could live without. I could live without tweeting. I could live without a Facebook page, and I could certainly live without playing Pokemon Go.
Yes.
Well, I could live without an iPhone. Well, with a smartphone.
Some kind of a smartphone.
Yeah.
I just don't find that I need it all the time, so I don't have it. I find you become slaves to it. With all the email and notes that people send you. And, you know, when the attacks in France took place, people who had CNN headline news or whatever, they were all getting buzzed. They rush for their phone to find out what it is that's going on. And then how does that make their lives better? How are you better off?
It makes your life better if you're in the media or if you need to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get a buzz, and I know what's going on. I was able to talk about it intelligently on the air for quite a long time. I can talk about it with you right now intelligently. Yeah. The father and the son who were Americans who got killed. The fellow who was the truck driver may or may not have been a terrorist, in fact. There are plenty of things. But at the end of the day, you see, I measure on my talk radio program whether I feel the audience is going to be better off for having heard the conversation that we have. And I find that the audience is, in my opinion, not better off pursuing a lot of these conversations about violence, killing, murder, mayhem.
Yes, but your talk radio program is not this talk radio program.
No, that's right.
And this talk radio program is an overview of the talk shows that are up to the second and as informational as they are opinionated.
I'm not talking about whether it's good or bad here. I'm just saying in terms of the relativity. We're here to report, actually, on what people are talking about. And that's what we do, along with some of our own comments about these issues. I find, for example, I would love to talk more about the new British Prime Minister because I find her quite intriguing. I think she's...
Oh, you should.
Yeah. I think she's a very interesting person and may be the kind of leader that the world needs. Quiet, not mousy, but not in everybody's face. Yet very smart, and she knows her way around the political world. frankly, very astute a woman, but yet when you look at her, she doesn't seem imposing.
Yeah, I used to date her in junior high school.
Did you? Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, it was very interesting.
That's perfect, yeah, right. So who'd you date in high school?
Her daughter, I don't know.
Yeah, really. All right, so anyway.
I'm just making remarks. The point of the matter is she is kind of mysterious to me. I really didn't know about her.
Really?
Did you know about her before?
I knew her only because Uri Geller and I are friends, and he lives in a little village called Sonning-on-Thames, which is about 48 miles north and west of London, and mm-hmm. his neighbor is Theresa May. She lives between the George Clooney lives next to him and his house, and then Theresa May lives next.
Sounds like a poor neighborhood.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah.
No, you say he lives in a little fishing village.
Well, it's a little town that has a lot
of Beverly Hills too.
Well, it's a celebrity sort of a community, but very quiet. I've been there 100 times. I've been there once. It's really a sweet little place off the beaten path. There are about 150 people who live there, mm-hmm. and they all are well known, but yet isolated in a sense. And so
150 people and 1,000 servants.
Yes, probably. Yeah, and 1,000 media. I'll never forget this is a silly quick aside. Uri got remarried and he had Michael Jackson as his best man. The wedding took place at his place that I'm talking about in Sonning. And he has large hedges around his house. And if there was one person, there were 100 photographers climbing up on ladders to try to get pictures of Michael Jackson and the other people who were there, and they all were falling over into the Thames River. It was hysterical.
Goodness.
Anyway, a picture in your mind. 28 minutes after the hour on the countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-569-5035. 1-800-569-5035.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Yeah! Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Now 34 after the hour, we're continuing our overview from the east to the west, the north to the south of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the staff at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where there is Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the stories and the people that are a part of our conversation this week. I thought maybe you might enjoy a retrospective as I was looking through Forbes Magazine at the 100 highest paid celebrities in our country, and two talk radio people showed up in that list. I don't know that it is a surprise that Rush Limbaugh would be on the list, and I know that you and I have talked over the years about whether some people consider Howard Stern to be an appropriate talker, but how else? He's on the list.
Oh, he's a talk show host. We have him on our heavy 100. We follow right. Howard Stern. Stern is, he's also in many ways a news talker, but he doesn't focus on the news primarily. He focuses on social issues, celebrity gossip, and pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Which takes into account the news.
Yeah, certainly does. Howard Stern, according to Forbes magazine last year, made $85 million. Well, how much of that is on the radio? He has a serious deal. He's on a television show, although I think he stopped doing that. But There are. You know, we talk a lot about what goes on in the real world of radio and who's high paid. When people hear that Rush Limbaugh made $79 million last year, and they look at the other people that we hear all the time on the radio, how much money, Doug, how much money are you making? Michael, how much money are you making? How much money is Sean Hannity making? How much money is whoever's on in New York or Los Angeles? Not that that's a factor necessarily in how well we do with our programs, but it is the exception rather than the rule. Not that it used to be. When you and I first got started, there were a lot of people who were making a lot of money doing radio, and News Talk Radio paid very, very well. I don't know that we can say that now. Do you?
No. The radio business is not as lucrative a business for anybody as it used to be, including Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern.
Right.
Limbaugh's coming up with a new contract soon, and one of the speculations in the industry is he going to sign it? Are they going to re-up him? Is he going to be able to work? Is he going to have to take a salary cut?
You want to take a shot at answering any or all of those questions?
I think he'll stay. I think he's going to take a cut, and I think that he's going to stay, and I think it's not going to hurt him at all.
No.
And I
want
to tell you something else, and I'm going to say this is just my opinion, but I, with all due respect to Forbes, but I don't buy into the accuracy of these kinds of articles in magazines, even if they're Forbes. And I'm not saying Forbes is lacking in quality or deceitful. I just think that they rely upon a lot of hearsay in the business and a lot of reports that are not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. I think that when you hear in sports and in show business about contracts and multi-year deals, and it's not like these people are getting paid all that money. A lot of it is based upon revenue sharing. It's based upon box office. It's based upon what-ifs. And quite often it never turns out in reality that they make as much money as is reported and then becomes part of popular culture, believed that they make that kind of money.
Right. The conversation is, wow, did you hear how much money Limbaugh is making? Well, is he really making that much?
Yeah, I've always wondered about that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now, I'm not saying he's not, but I don't buy into it that he definitely is.
All right. So to pursue that for a moment, though, without necessarily focusing in on the dollars, you said something that's on the mind of lots of radio programmers, and that is, will Rush Limbaugh be on the radio after the end of July when his contract runs out? What do I do if he isn't on the radio? And what happens to my coverage conversationally of what's happening during this election cycle? So I'm with you, frankly. I believe that Limbaugh is going to stay on. As a matter of fact, I think I know through a couple of different sources, and I'm sure you do too, you've had the same conversation, and that it appears that he has already signed an agreement, and it'll be announced pretty quickly. And because he's so loyal, he feels so strongly about his radio audience, he felt, I was told, that he would be disappointing them or letting them down or somehow or other cheating them if he went to Sirius and made them pay to listen to what he had to say.
He's a fan of the medium. He's a fan of, you know, free radio, over the air.
Yeah.
And, of course, whatever that means, because even free radio over the air is now largely listened to online.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of the way local television stations suddenly became largely watched via cable packages as opposed to antennas on roofs.
Yeah. All right, so as a result of our conversation about Rush Limbaugh, there's something that people ought to know about. Each week on this program, as I talk with Michael, I am happy to promote his Up Close and Far Out podcast, which you can listen to by going to Talkers Magazine. But the one that's there now for you to listen to is quite an interesting conversation between you and Rush Limbaugh.
That 26 years old.
You had. How long is it? How old is it?
26-year-old conversation I had with him for print back when we started Talkers Magazine in the summer of 1990. And it appeared in the third issue. The first one had just come out. He hadn't even seen it. And it's about a half-hour conversation over the phone that I conducted with him for a print interview, and then I threw it in a box because it served its purpose, and we never even marked it, and we just uncovered it last week, and it sounds pretty clear, and it's a conversation between me and Rush Limbaugh less than 2 years into his syndicated show, all about where he's been, where he's going, what his philosophy of radio is about, and it's fascinating. It's talk radio history gold. It is unbelievably interesting.
Actually, what I'm going to do is ask Kara to go to the talker side. Do you mind if we listen to a little bit of it as a sort of a promotional thing, just to hear what his voice sounded like 26 years ago? Is that
something? Yeah, if you can dig it up between now and the end of the program, sure.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
so
it's at talkers.com. There's a player box on the right side. You just play it. But, you know, I yak a little bit before we get to him, so she'll have to move it up.
Yeah, I think we'll see if we can a little. I think this will be quite a bit of fun. And get our mind off of all the other things that are a part of what is a balance, if you will, because in the balance, the recent balance of our world, we are talking about all these heavy issues. But here's a guy who leads the discussion in many different ways. And so let's see if we can find that. Stand by. 41 past the hour in the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that more than three-quarters of parents consider their child's education an important part of the search for a new home. Of those, more than half will buy a home in a specific neighborhood to get their child into a better school. The inaugural Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that the quality and reputation of a school are crucial when purchasing a new home. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Home Ownership Solutions and Education Executive, Bank of America.
With back-to-school season quickly approaching, we're seeing families take advantage of this break to move into new school districts for a better educational experience. It's important for potential buyers to sit down with a mortgage loan officer and look at their financial picture as a whole in order to make the best purchase decisions for their families. There are numerous financing and planning options available to make the transition as smooth as possible for today's home buyers.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Strong. It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given day, focus is crucial when it comes to staying healthy and keeping in shape. That's why a new book, Strong is the New Skinny, is commanding much attention. The premise is, building up strength in all quarters, from bone health to muscle strength, must take priority over the desire to live your life ruled by the bathroom scale. As a doctor, I agree. While maintaining a healthy weight is important, from the perspective of bone health, being too thin can be a serious risk factor for osteoporosis. And strong muscles are a must for maintaining inner strength and balance as we mature, since we all start to lose muscle mass after 40. Regular, varied exercise in concert with nutrient-rich diet and enough calories to keep strong is the only way to ensure that you will be the new black this season.
45 past the hour, you're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review with a special focus now on Rush Limbaugh, as yes, a lot of people who listen to him have heard him talk about whether he's going to stay or not. And he's, I think, left a few hints this week as to whether he's staying or not. I have no doubt that he's going to stay. Michael has no doubt that he's going to stay. But to sort of go, you know, in the old expression, fast forward, so we're going to do a fast rewind. Say it again, Doug. there it is, rewind to a telephone conversation Michael had between Rush Limbaugh and himself as he was starting to put Talkers magazine together. I remember that picture. I'm looking at the picture. Everybody wants to listen to the whole thing. Go to talkers.com, look for Up Close and Far Out, or you can just go to upcloseandfarout.com. But listen to this. Here's some. This is an excerpt of the podcast that was put up, the audio from an interview Michael did with Rush as he was starting Talkers magazine, and Rush was a couple of years into his program.
When I first got to New York, I was told by, we're distributed by ABC, and ABC Talk Radio has philosophies, one of which was, never say where the call is coming from. We don't want to indicate that we're not local. And I said, well, wait a minute. What do you mean not? Well, the whole point of this is that we're going to do a familial national show. We're going to try to bring those things that are in common from region to region and talk about them. And then once we get up, those things that are not in common but would be of interest to people in different regions, bring those things up too. I was not intimidated at all. So I won that. I mean, I have to hell with not mentioning where callers are from. That's the first thing. Number two, I was not intimidated by doing the show. I mean, you're still in a studio, and you're still in a radio studio is a radio studio, and the idea that somebody might be listening to you in 56 cities, which how many we were in when we started as opposed to one, didn't change. I made a conscious decision to do the radio program exactly as I had done it in Sacramento. Just go on with my same philosophy of finding interesting things in newspapers and interesting things in my life and talking about them. I looked at the audience as simply bigger, not different. My philosophy of doing a talk show didn't change just because the audience increased. In fact, I made a special point to make sure that the program stayed exactly as it was, because that's why it was working.
Well, it's an amazing talents you have, because it seems that also part of the business of network radio or syndicated radio is that the more stations that you have to please, and you know how before you can get to the audience, you got to get to the programmers. The more stations you have to please, the more watered down and vanilla you become, and you haven't done any of that, so I congratulate you.
That otherwise I wouldn't. For example, I do a local show in New York that isn't going to last too much longer because they just picked up the national show. But perhaps the most controversial feature I've ever done was caller abortions. And it just caused so much flack in some of the strangest places, not the small cities that you think would be a problem, but places like Rochester, New York, it gave us a problem. But that is really the only thing that I still do it in New York City, by the way. It doesn't even cause a ripple there. But it's the only one thing that's had to happen. And I got to tell you something. You know, the answer to that is something that I learned early on when I went to Sacramento. It's not something anybody told me. It's simply a philosophy that I decided, that I stumbled into in doing the show out there, and that is simply this, that you'll have no problem as a talk show host being controversial and hosting a controversial show as long as the controversy comes from the substance of the discussion, not the behavior of the host. Yeah. If I were a impolite,
that's an important. That's an important thing. We're running out of time, but I thought you'd like to hear that. I think all of you probably interested in Rush Limbaugh would go to upcloseandfarout.com or to talkers.com to listen to the rest of that. It's how long is it? About a half hour?
About a half hour, and it's it is. Wasn't it fascinating? Just that little clip. And
for me, the inside stuff. I knew him pretty well at that time as well. I can hear him saying the same thing. He and I got together in Cincinnati when I was working there. And I was a part of his show when he was doing those shows. He's a fascinating guy and still at it, which is a good thing. Hi, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This portion of the program brought to you by Scamicide.com. Why not? We ought to have a sponsor, and it should be you and Scamicide, Stephen J.J. Wiseman.
There you go.
Lawyer, college professor, and one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. Scamicide.com is a website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. Pokemon! What the heck? If you look at that's number eight this week in the countdown, the ramifications of Google being able to grab everything and anything there is about you. This is, people just are so clueless, I think, Steve, about these any kind of connection to something as popular as Pokemon. It is, I'm astounded that they have this much reach, frankly, and they can get this kind of information. But I'm also astounded how little people actually know how much Google can grab from you if you're playing Pokemon.
Or care to know, you know. Essentially, to give the devil his due, they're saying it was a mistake in the design that they were not supposed to get all of this information. But it's interesting that it doesn't get picked up until they have it. I'll tell you another interesting thing with Google: Gmail. You get your free email from Google, and Steve Jobs once said, if you're not paying for a product, you are the product. And Google reads your email, all of your emails, which is why you'll get targeted ads if certain words, you know, appear in your email. So, yes, yeah, so much of what we do, particularly the free apps, are giving away all kinds of information, all kinds of, forget about our privacy, to companies who can exploit it, and sometimes to people who can get hacked by criminals or other countries who can exploit that as well. So you're absolutely right. People have got to pay attention. Okay, what's the flip side of this? Where, what am I giving up? Where do they know about me?
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's take this when it comes to hacking and stuff. The Chinese supposedly are hacking into some of our national security data. Like that's a
and FDIC.
Yeah, the FDIC. But what are we doing? Are we doing the same thing to them?
Yeah, and we're doing it better. Yes, I really have to add that. One of the reasons that you don't hear about us doing it, and we hear about the Chinese and the Russians in particular, is we do it so much better. It kind of goes back to when Sony got hacked, and the FBI was able to trace this back to North Korea, which is a country notorious for its cyber activities and hacking. And it was, well, no, explain to us how you do it. No, we can't tell you. But in fact, yes, we have been doing this. It almost goes back to the Cold War defense system of MAD, mutually assured destruction. If we had enough nuclear weapons and the Soviets had enough nuclear weapons, neither of us would do anything. So, yeah, the Soviets, now the Russians, they have malware inside some of our infrastructure, but we were there first.
Yeah. Oh, that's your round of applause for us.
One for us.
We were there, right. The first hackers were the best hackers.
You got
now,
it.
There's a the World Court in The Hague has ruled that China doesn't own as much of the water, if you will, in the South China Sea and some of the islands that are in the South China Sea. And I don't know whether there's teeth to that. I noticed the Taiwanese, as soon as that was made, the ruling was made, they sent their boats out all over the place to chase people around off the coast of what is Taiwan. But what sort of legal, when you get to the international court, what can they do to keep people from doing what they say they're not supposed to do?
That's a great, great question, Doug. And, you know, when I first saw that story, I went back to in my mind to the Andrew Jackson presidency, and he was getting a lot of Supreme Court decisions that were against what he was doing, and he was furious, and he was a man of action, and he was going to ignore them. And his line in anger was, let the Supreme Court set out its army to enforce its ruling, knowing that there is no army or to enforce Supreme Court rulings. And frankly, there is absolutely no method of enforcing the rulings of this international court. And it's going to be interesting because it isn't just a dispute between China and Taiwan, Vietnam, Japan, other countries are in there. This is an area, the seas that are rich with natural gas. China's also creating islands within there to somehow enhance their position.
Yeah.
But it's going to be good. And of course, China's telling us to, why don't you guys stay out of it because United States, you didn't even sign the treaty. So it'll be fascinating to see because, as you pointed out, there is absolutely no method for enforcing this.
Yeah, it is fascinating, though. And number seven item this week on our countdown, the charts for the week of the 15th of July, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, official attorney for the program. Don't forget to check out scamicide.com. Don't get caught with your pants down, more or less. 59 past the hour in the count.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.